Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Dominic, these days you are a very well-respected Star Wars podcaster and a great writer for the Star Wars underworld, but where did it all start, buddy? What's your first memory of Star Wars?
So my first memory of Star Wars, it was 2003. I was about, how old would I have been at that point? I would have been about 9 years old. And I was just like hanging out with my dad and brother on a Sunday afternoon. And I remember the day because I was playing ice hockey. I was playing like youth ice hockey at the time because I am Canadian and I must play hockey. That's just like, that's a requirement of citizenship. And so I was playing hockey and I remember my team was like in the championship and I was like getting myself psyched up for the game. And so I was just hanging out with my dad and brother. My dad was just like flipping around the channels on the TV.
How does a 9-year old get psyched up for a hockey game? Do you go to a meat locker and punch a side of a cow? What's the training regime?
Yeah, there's and like listen to like heavy metal music that's like probably horribly inappropriate for a 9-year old. I don't really remember what I was doing. I just remember sort of that like that was what I thought I was doing was getting myself psyched up.
at what year is it acceptable to throw down the gloves and start punching the other person?
Yeah, I have to probably get to about 12 or 13.
Oh, you should have stuck with it, man.
Yeah. Well, I did. I got to that point. Although I never got into the really intense like hockey for people who were actually really good at the game. I was just sort of stayed in the okay to not great levels. And so there wasn't much punching and dropping the gloves. And there wasn't much fighting, let alone much hitting even. So,
well, I used to play the, you know, like Australian rules football. I'm sure you would have seen that. When I was about the same age, like 9, you know, from about 6 to about, I think, about 13, I played it, maybe 11. At a certain bit, it started getting quite serious. Like, they were like, you know, we need to do, you have to do 10 laps around the oval. And I was just like getting into skateboarding at the time. And I was just like, this is whack. And I remember I think the coach gave a speech to the team after I didn't play anymore, you know, like like a grown man is dissing this 11-year-old to a bunch of other 11-year-olds. And then I saw some of the team guys down the street and I was skateboarding and they were dissing me. They're like, you got no dedication to the team, all you care about is fun. And I was like, in my head I'm like, yeah, I'm 11.
Yeah. That's how it works. That's yeah. I think this is true of just about every sport and a lot of other things in life as well. Is people lose sight of the fact that it's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to just be able to have fun. That's the point of hockey or Australian rules football
or Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bring it right back around. Yeah, it has to be fun. And if you're not having fun, what's the point? I don't understand that. But yeah, so I was getting myself psyched up for a hockey game and my dad was flipping around the channels and he stopped at A New Hope, at the original film. And he goes, oh, Star Wars, this is a great classic movie. And I had like no interest in it whatsoever. I was not interested at all. I didn't want to watch.
Until my story's glowing hockey stick.
Yeah, until I said, yeah, exactly. No, but my brother wanted to watch it, so they were watching it, and I was, you know, psyching myself up, beating myself on the chest, whatever pumping yourself up is.
God, you're really mellowed in your older age, Dominic.
Apparently, yeah. And they got to about the trash compactor scene before we had to leave, or we had to move on to something else. And so a few days later, maybe a week, my dad actually went and rented the movie. And again, I had no interest in watching it. So my mom, my dad, and my brother, they all went to watch the movie in like the main TV area. And I went up to my parents' room where they had a little TV, and I was going to watch the hockey game. And after the first period of the hockey game, which is, you know, sort of like halftime, but it's more like a third time. It's a third of the way into the game. They have the big break and they clean the ice and stuff. And so I went, I'm going to go see what that space movie is that they're watching. And so I went to go check it out. And it was around when I think Luke first met Obi-Wan, I think is when I first, it was when I came in, and like I was hooked. Something clicked at last with that. And that was when I was hooked on those movies. And then we went through a whole ordeal of seeing the other five movies at the time, that began with my dad going to the store, wanting to rent the second one, meaning The Empire Strikes Back. And saying to the guy, I want to rent Star Wars Episode II, The Empire Strikes Back. And remember, this was 2003. So when somebody said Episode II, you were given Attack of the Clones. So we watched Attack of the Clones next, because why not? I remember at the beginning, there was this featurette. And it was C-3PO and R2-D2. And they're like, we have been ordered by Master Luke to retell everything that has happened in our story. And so they told the story of the Phantom Menace. They told the story of Attack of the Clones. They skipped Revenge of the Sith because it didn't exist. And then they told A New Hope, Empire, and Jedi. So like, I had the entire series spoiled for me, including, you know, I am your father, who Yoda is, siblings, and all that. Like, all of it was spoiled by this like 3-minute little featurette with C-3PO and R2-D2.
So what you're saying is C-3PO was your original Jason Ward.
Yes, pretty much. C-3PO is the original Jason Ward. but then we went back and got Empire Strikes Back, and I loved it. And then we were going to rent Return of the Jedi next, but we went into like an electronics store one day. And at the back of the store, they had the big TV set up, and they were, you know, showing off their newest technology and whatnot. And they had the Phantom Menace playing, and it was the pod race. And my brother saw that, and he thought that was the coolest thing ever. And so, of course, we had to rent the Phantom Menace next. And so then we saw the Phantom Menace, finally rented Return of the Jedi. And then about a year later, Revenge of the Sith came out, and 10 years later, Force Awakens came out. A year after that, Rogue One will have come out. You know, from so on and so forth like that.
God, you...
So, yeah, so the order of the Star Wars movies that I saw them in is 4, 2, 5, 1, 6, 3, 7.
God.
Yeah.
The Jones order.
Jones order. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. How I think everybody should be introduced to the Star Wars movies, is in that order. So they just get used to the idea that none of this really makes sense.
Yeah. Or even more precise, you watch up until the trash compactor.
Yes.
Then you watch then you watch 2/3 of a hockey game. And then you watch the rest, and then you need to watch all the spoiler, and then episode two. That's the proper way. You got to prep your way. So what do you think it is? Like, you know, you're a hardened hockey hooligan. You can't wait to knock some teeth out on the ice. You're pumped up, ready to go, and then you see a whiny kid meeting an old man in presumably his desert pajamas. What?
Yeah.
Ties you into that?
I honestly have no idea. I honestly, like, it's one of these weird things where, like, I remember everything up to actually seeing the movies for the first time, but I have no memory of actually, like, sitting there and watching it and experiencing it for the first time. Like, people will say, oh, I remember when the X-Wings opened, or Luke blew up the Death Star, or Obi-Wan disappeared, and all that stuff. You know, they have, like, the specific memory of their reaction to that. I have no memory of any of that for any of the films except Force Awakens, because that was, like, 4 months ago. Everything else, it's sort of like, you know, I sit down to watch the movie, and it just, like, completely locked into the movie and nothing, like, just the movie is all I remember, and everything else is sort of forgotten. And all my reaction to these things is forgotten. So I really don't know. I'm glad it did, though. I'm glad the kid in his desert space pajamas and the old man and the furry Wookiee guy. I'm glad all of those things. I'm glad they clicked, because I was never good enough at hockey to really have kept going at being a hooligan. So yeah,
Obi-Wan Kenobi just saved you a life of sporting embarrassment.
Yeah, pretty much. I owe Obi-Wan everything.
You must do what you think is right, Dominic.
Yes.
It's weird. I don't really have original trilogy like those in cinema memories. I remember watching Star Wars on television.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seemed like it was on every Friday night for a while. Like, it just seemed like it was on all the time. And I remember watching it. It would have been summer because it was still daylight outside. And I remember C-3PO was walking through the desert and I could hear people walking past our house. And little kid me was just like, how is anyone outside while Star Wars is on? Like,
I ask myself that question every day. It's like, what else could you possibly be doing?
And you know, it's there was no one had like the DVDs or anything of it. It's just like, this is a crucial 2-hour slot. They're presenting one of the greatest things ever made, and you're walking your dog out the front of my house. Priorities, you guys. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.